The next one is the last travel poem I'll read. It's called The Tattooed Desert, and it is the title poem in my book, The Tattooed Desert. So you can judge by that I like it. This is another poem that people have accused me of messing around with when I wrote it, and there again I didn't. You know, in biblical times, you had to be accused of adultery in order to get stoned, and we have made enormous social progress since then. Now you don't fool with the adultery anymore. However, that is not the case. I deny it again in this case. This is just a surrealistic poem, and perhaps the element of surrealism might be a little confusing. This could be interpreted in many ways. It has been interpreted as a flight from organized religion, which I think is fine if you see it that way. I see it more nearly as a struggle in the creative process. This was written at a time when I was kind of at a crossroads and I had two roads to follow. I mean, I could choose between the two, and neither one was very easy. So I chose one, and I've been happy with it. I've never regretted it, but I think it reflects that struggle more than anything. The Tattooed Desert. At whatever page the book fell open, I read it and knelt beside every bed. They could have baptized me in any tub and fitted me with secondhand wings at the auction. I wouldn't have minded. But the gods turned out to be grotesques. They paraded before me as if for inspection, with dirty gauze over their eyes. When the road forked, they took both ways. They disguised themselves as places I couldn't find. Their feathers turned into ferns, and when I reached out to them, they were distant landscapes, moving through my fingers and leaving a strange smell on my hands. While the old hat under the tower was telling the same story, and a toothless mouth was getting ready to grin, the one with a face like a pig began to eat his own fingers, and I ran away. They initialed the space I left, but they found me again, upstairs in the back bedroom of another house, with whiskey hitting my tongue like a hammer, and again I climbed out the window and slid down a tree in the Gothic rain. I must have been almost crazy to start out alone like that, on my bicycle, pedaling into the tropics, carrying a medicine for which no one had found the disease, and hoping I would make it in time. I've passed through a paper village under glass, where the explorers first found silence and taught it to speak, where old men were sitting in front of their houses, killing sand without mercy. Brothers, I shouted to them, tell me who moved the river. Where can I find a good place to drown? Slowly, they raised their heads. This is the Tattooed Desert, they told me. All that will survive of it will be what you remember. Then they went into their flaming houses and closed the doors. And I rode on through the disappointed night with my pulse beating like a ticket about to be torn, while the mountains tried every possible position and finally slept with their backs to one another. When I found the river, it was what I expected, just an old wall lying down, covered with pictures. Dead mystics were buried on its banks, each with his telephone beside him. I recognized the place. I knew all the secret passages. It must have been where I was born. The gentle eyes of the river looked up at me without reproach, and those floating past spoke. This is cremation by water, they said. We who are burned here rise up without ashes. We are repeated in the sound of wax bells ringing and the testimony of mouthless trees. While they spoke, the sky arrived, and I saw the perfect complexion of light. The wind was blowing the mountains away at an incredible speed, and suddenly it was the morning after nothing. my faithful servant, Pain, who had followed me all this way, approached, holding out a gift, and I took it. A sleeping bat gorged with blood. All day I will carry it with me, as a reminder to those who would take me back. See, I will say, holding it up to them, we have survived another night. I think you think every time I take a drink of water, you have to applaud. Is that? I think there's some relationship here between us.